Amen. Take your Bibles. Turn with me, Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2 this morning. We're going to look at some events in regards to the life of Moses this morning. And I know as we come to this portion of Scripture, and as we look at many of these verses, they are very familiar events that we will reread this morning and look at. But I want us to look at it from a little different angle this morning. We will take time and we will explain a little bit what's happening. We will look at this and make the applications that are made usually in this portion of Scripture. But I want us to see this morning that God has not forgotten you. God did not forget about Moses. And God has not forgotten us this morning. There are many times in our lives, because of events and circumstances that we face, we feel that we are alone. We have felt at times in our lives that we have been forgotten. There are some that even get to a place that they feel that no one cares about them. There are times in our lives, because of the struggles, the trials, the burdens, the circumstances of life, we feel that we've been forgotten. This morning, as we look at this message, it's mainly to those that are believers, but there's application to those as well that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. God has not forgotten you either. That's why He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come and die for you and rise again the third day to offer the only way of salvation. God did not forget you. He has not forgotten me. He created the only way of salvation for all of mankind, that they can come to saving knowledge of Him if they just believe in their heart the Lord Jesus and confess with their mouth and trust Him and Him alone for salvation. But believer, God has not forgotten you. Do we understand the reason that you were born? You were born for a reason and for a purpose. God created you. You were born, and then God saved you for a reason and for a purpose. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. God has not forgotten you. He did not just create you, save you, and say, now you're on your own. God is still there. And God has a plan and a purpose for everyone's life. God has not forgotten you. As we will read these events, we will see there is times that as a human being looking into the scenes, we would say, where was God? Why did God allow this to happen? Why did God create something else or do something? Why did God allow Moses to go through what Moses faced? But God had a purpose and a plan, and God did not forget Moses through each of these events, and God has not forgotten you or me this morning. If you're able to, please stand with me. Exodus chapter 2. Starting in verse number 1. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to a wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and dabbed it with slime, and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river banks. And his sister stood afar off to wit that would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Heavenly Father, we love you. And we thank you for this time that we can look at your word. And Lord, I pray that you would encourage our hearts this morning as we look at these events of the life of Moses. And Lord, help us to be reminded that you love us and you are there for us. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, the purpose of this message, I trust, will be a message of encouragement. There are many times in our lives we need our toes stepped on. There's times that we need hard preaching. We need our toes stepped on, each of us. Some of us need the 2x4s across the heads of our lives. But there's also times in our lives when we need some encouragement. Doesn't mean we don't need the challenges. We need the challenging messages. And even in this, we'll be challenged. But we need encouragement in our lives. Because many times we get discouraged in our lives and we feel down. And we need to be encouraged, not by world circumstances, but we need to be encouraged from the Word of God. Look with me again in verse 1 through verse 3. "And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months." I want us to keep a thought in mind. We know what is the events leading up to this. We know what Pharaoh commanded. We know what was supposed to happen to the man-child. We know all that was going to be taking place and all that was leading up to this. And here is Moses. Now Moses, in this thought, as we look at this, Moses was a child that was born, and it was not on his end to be born. It was between his parents. They decided to conceive and to have a child. And Moses was this child. But let me tell you, God had a plan for the life of Moses. As you look at this, as you look at this event that took place, and with this Levi and the one that took place and all that happened, God had a plan for the birth of Moses. Some will say, and they would look at this and say, "Well, this should not have occurred. This should not have happened. Moses should not have been born. This event that took place between Moses' mother and Moses' father should not have happened at this point, at this time, because of the decree that was made by Pharaoh and all that was going to happen. This should not have happened." But God had a plan and God had a purpose for the birth of Moses. Do we understand something this morning? God has a plan for everyone that has been born in this world. God's first plan for everyone who's been born is they understand their need of a Savior. God is not willing that any should perish. God has a plan. God wants each person to come to a saving knowledge of Him. God does not want anyone to spend an eternity in the lake of fire. God wants each individual to understand that they are a sinner in need of a Savior, and He sent their salvation in the form of Jesus Christ, and He became the Savior of the world, and man must put their faith and trust in Him. But believer, Not only is God's plan, God has a plan that mankind comes to the saving knowledge of Him, God has a plan for each person born that receives the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. God has a plan for your life and my life as children of His. God has a purpose. Oh, you may look at your circumstances that you were born in. You may look at your home life and say, this is not the life I wanted. This is not the parents I wanted. Oh, man, could you imagine if you had... Should I pick on you, Rich? Could you imagine that you had Rich as a father? I mean, what would that be like? I mean, the only thing worse is to have Rex as your father. I mean, could you imagine being in those circumstances? And I'm telling you, look around it. And sometimes as young people, as children, you look at your parents and you look at this and say, I tell you, why couldn't I have someone like this individual as my parents? Why couldn't I have this? I mean, I can't tell you how mean my parents are. They make me clean my room and how terrible and wicked they are to want me to clean up and take the trash off the floor and put it in a trash can. I tell you, I can't imagine such meanies in this world. Rich, you're probably the meanest father in the world. But here's what I want us to get. We can look at the circumstances, and you could look back in your past, and even those that are older, and you might not have had the greatest parents. You might have had parents that were not kind to you, were not loving to you. You might have been in a relationship at some time in your life when you've had some individuals do things to you that should not have ever done anything to you. You might have had some of those things, but let me tell you, your birth, your existence was not by accident. You were not saved by accident. God has a purpose, and God has a plan. God has not forgotten you. And Moses, the birth of Moses was for a reason and for a purpose. And we can look and we can say, well, wouldn't it have been better for Moses to have been born at a different time? Wouldn't it have been better for Moses to be born to different parents or different circumstances? No, Moses was born because that's when God wanted Moses to be born. And God had a purpose for Moses to be born during that time for a greater cause. And we're going to see what all takes place and happens. God has a plan for you. God hasn't forgotten you. I tell you, there are many today that they get really discouraged and even face depression because of their childhood and because of their experience. There are many people that have to seek some help. And I understand there's times that you need to get help, and we all need help on different levels and different ways and be able to get it. But remember, God hasn't forgotten you. Even though you've been harmed, even though you've had those things, God has not forgotten you. Let's go a step further as we look at this. He was born. And it wasn't by mistake he was born. God had a purpose. But God kept him alive for a purpose. I want you to see this. God kept him alive for a purpose. Now we understand what was supposed to take place. We understand what Moses' mother did. I believe God gave Moses' mother the wisdom and the direction to do what she needed to do to keep Moses alive. I want to tell you, I believe God instilled upon her and gave her the wisdom because His plan was to keep Moses alive. And what did Moses' mother do? She made the basket. She did those things. She put it, and what's interesting is she did things that she probably didn't know how to do. As you look at this and that, to make it watertight, to make it breathable, to make it so he would not drown, to make it where he'd stay alive, to make it those things, to put the flags and that. God had a purpose and plan to keep Moses alive. And God gave her the wisdom to do it. She did exactly what she was supposed to do. And Moses stayed alive. It was not by accident that Moses stayed alive. He was in that basket for a purpose and for a reason. Do you know, as you look at God kept Moses alive, it was not by accident that Pharaoh's daughter was the one that saw the basket. Now, if you would go to that time period, you go, and the events that were happening and what was going on, there were many individuals that would have been out there, many maidens, many things happening, many events taking place in that. But did you see something? God had Pharaoh's daughter see Moses. And the maiden went and got it, brought it, and all that took place, then opened, and then she saw the baby. Now, I find something very awesome here. Because Scripture does not put stuff just because it wants to fill words on a page. Look at those verses. Did you see something? When she opened it, the baby what? Cried. Now, how many of you like to hear a baby cry today? Most of you don't too much. Now, everyone likes to hear the baby cry when they're first born. Because that means they're alive, right? That means they're alive. You want to hear that first cry of the baby. Because that baby is alive. I tell you, when the basket opened to me, it hit me a little bit. You know what that meant when the baby cried? The baby was alive. Moses was alive. God protected Moses. Moses was alive when that baby cried. And then it says the baby cried, and then what did Pharaoh's daughter do? She had compassion. Did you see that? It's right there in Scripture. The baby cried, and she had compassion on this baby. When you and I look at the events that took place, and we look at God had not forgotten, I believe God even caused Moses to cry at that time because God had a plan to even break the heart of Pharaoh's daughter to have compassion upon this child. Because what should Pharaoh's daughter have done? Should have taken the baby to daddy. Because what was the law? What was the decree? What was supposed to happen? But let me tell you, God did not forget about Moses. God was not going to allow Moses to be killed at this point in time because God had a purpose and a plan for the life of Moses. And God worked in the heart of even Pharaoh's daughter to have compassion. You see, God did not forget him at his birth, and God kept him alive. I want you to see. He worked in the life of Moses' mother, created the basket, worked in the sister, worked in Pharaoh's daughter. But did you see something else that takes place as we look at the story? The sister says, hey, I know someone that could take care of this child for you. Do you want me to go get a nurse? Do you want me to go get someone that's going to take care of this child till he's older? I can do that. Pharaoh's daughter says, yeah, go fetch her. Do you know it was not by chance that Pharaoh's sister was the one that went to Pharaoh's daughter? I mean, Moses' sister wasn't the one that went to Pharaoh's daughter. It wasn't by chance that was able to go and fetch Moses' mother. God had a purpose. God had a plan. Oh, we can look at this circumstance. We can look at these events and say, God, wouldn't it have been easier to do something different in his birth? Wouldn't it have been something different to keep him alive? I mean, God, couldn't you have created some other type of way that Moses' mother could have had Moses? How is this all working about? How does this all come about? God had a purpose, and God had a plan, and God did not forget Moses. You look at your life and my life. We can look at our circumstances. We can look at our events. We can say, I wish this was different. I wish this wasn't that way. But I tell you, if you step back for a minute, you can see the hand of God upon your life. You can see how God has ordered the steps, and God has taken care of things in your life. You see, God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten me. God is still in control of your life and my life, and God has a purpose and a reason for us. But look at verse 11, the verse 14. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown and he went out unto his brethren who looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting the Hebrew one of his brethren, and he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. Now this was a dark time for Moses. In protecting a Hebrew slave, he killed an Egyptian and he was forced to run. Now wait a second. Oh, God must have forgotten about Moses. Oh, I tell you, this was a dark time for Moses in his life. Moses was protecting a Hebrew slave. He killed the Egyptian, and now it's found out. Now it's given. He has to run. He has to go. I mean, how can this be part of God's plan? How can this be a part of what God wanted to be done in his life? I mean, this is not going to work out. I tell you, how is God going to use Moses now? How is God going to use him? He's not wanted back there. They don't want anything to do with him. He's killed an Egyptian. I tell you, he's done with. No, God still has a purpose. God still has a plan. There's some circumstances, some events you and I've gone through. And it puts us in some dark days. It puts us in some hard times. We look at those events, we look at those circumstances, no matter when they've taken place in our lives, and we say, oh, God must be done with us. God's forgotten us. I'm just going to run from God, and I'm going to be away from God. I'm all by myself. I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I tell you, I was just trying to defend the Hebrew slave. I wasn't trying to do wrong. I wasn't trying to do those things. And now I kill this Egyptian. Now, God, you told me you had a plan for me. You had a purpose for me. My life is wasted now. No, God hasn't forgotten you. God still has a plan for you. God still has a purpose for you. Even when we don't do always right in our lives, God's still there to forgive you. God's still there to help you. And God still wants to use you. I tell you, you and I are not going to be perfect in our life. We're going to have some ups. We're going to have some downs. We're going to have some all arounds. We're going to have some times that are great. We're going to have some times that aren't so great. We're going to have some times that we are living for God as we should. We're going to be on fire for God. And I tell you, we're sold out to Him. But let me tell you, because we are sinners saved by grace, there's going to be some times in our lives that when we fail God, when we sin against God, there's going to be some times that are hard in our lives. There's going to be some struggles that we face. But God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten me. He's still there. He still loves us. He's still looking down at us. He still wants to help us. He still wants to get us up and going again. God is not done with you. God still has a purpose and plan for your life. Look at verse 15. Now when Pharaoh heard these things, he sought to slay Moses. Wait, God, do you have a plan? Wait, Moses became Pharaoh's son. But what did it say here? That Pharaoh wanted to slay Moses. Well, God, how can this be part of your plan? God, I tell you, there's some people against me. I'm trying to live for you. I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to serve you. God, I was only doing right, but now Pharaoh, my father, is trying to kill me. What is going to happen? God, what do you got for me? God, I don't understand this. But we're going to see in a moment. Even in the wilderness, God had not forgotten him. See, God didn't forget him at birth. God kept his life. It did not forget about him, kept him alive. And God did not forget about him in the wilderness. Look. Again, verse 15 to verse 22. Now when Pharaoh heard these things, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to their father, he said, "How is it that ye are come so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us, and watered the flock." And he said unto his daughters, "And where is he? Why is it that ye have left the man? Call him, that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah's daughter, and she bare him a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a stranger in a strange land." What took place? Moses ran into the wilderness. He didn't know what to do, where to turn. He did right again. He helped feed. He helped take care. He did. And what do we see God do for the life of Moses? God gave him food, and God gave him family. God had not forgotten about Moses. Oh, they wanted to kill Moses. Pharaoh wanted to slay Moses. Moses ran for his life. Moses ran into the wilderness. Moses was all alone. But God still had a plan for Moses. God still had a purpose for Moses. God still was taking care of Moses in the wilderness of his life. God was still there for him. Let me tell you this morning, you might be in the wilderness of your life this morning. You might be in a place of struggle this morning. God still loves you. God still cares for you. God's still going to take care of you. God is still there to help you no matter where you're at in your life. God still has a purpose. God hasn't forgotten you. God is still there. Oh, he becomes a shepherd where he meets and marries his wife. I don't know if that was ever Moses' plan. I don't think when Moses was there in Pharaoh's home, he ever thought he was going to be a shepherd. And let me tell you, shepherds smell. They're usually very unkept individuals. They're out there with the sheep and with the herds, and they're out there with them, all right? They don't look the prettiest. I guess you don't call guys pretty, but you know what I'm saying. They don't look the greatest. They don't look all suave like Brother Rich. They look a little more on the gruff side of Brother Steve over here. That kind of gives you that idea, that picture. See, manly. Not prude. But God had a plan. I don't think that was Moses' plan. I don't think Moses' plan was for him to go there and be by this and help feed the sheep and take care of this. I don't think Moses' plan was ever to marry one of these guys' daughter. I don't believe that was Moses' plan. But let me tell you, God had a plan and purpose. I tell you, as you and I go through our lives, everything doesn't always work out the way you and I think it should. You and I look at things and we don't understand some of the circumstances, some of the things that are happening. But let me tell you, God has a purpose and God has a plan. I've shared this before. I never thought I would move to Idaho. My plan and purpose after college, I wanted to go back to Michigan. Now I'm so glad I'm not in Michigan anymore. Now this is on live stream, so everyone gets to hear that. But God had a purpose and God had a plan. I've shared it before. When we first moved here, we were planning to be here 2 to 3 years. That was my plan. Now we're getting close to 18 years total of being here. God has a purpose. God has a plan. There are some circumstances, some things that happen in our lives that we don't always understand. We don't always see. We don't understand why this bad thing happened in our lives. We don't understand why this circumstance took place. We don't understand why this loved one passed away. We don't understand why this took place and this false accusation against us. We don't understand why this happened and that happened and all this that's taken place in our lives. But God has a purpose and God has a plan and God has not forgotten you. God did not forget about Moses. God took care of Moses when he was fleeing for his life. God was still there with him. And God gave him protection. God gave him a job. God gave him food. And God gave him a family. But look a little further. Look at verse 23 to verse 25. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto him. God did not forget about Israel, and God did not forget about Moses. What was God going to do? Oh, the children of Israel, they were under bondage. The children of Israel, all that was taking place. God didn't forget about them. And God didn't forget about Moses. God wasn't done with Moses. God didn't just have him marry and become a shepherd and have all those things. God had something that he was going to do in the life of Moses. What did Moses, we know, we don't have time to develop the whole rest of the story. With looking at all the scripture, we're going to give you the Reader Digest version. We know what took place. What did God do? God came to Moses, appeared to Moses in the burning bush. And it says, you're on holy ground. And all that took place. And we know what was Moses supposed to do. What was Moses supposed to go and do? Moses was supposed to go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Wow. That was God's plan. Now, let me ask you. When Moses first went and told them, let my people go, what happened? That went over great, right? Wait, God, I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm doing this, Lord, but it's not working. Oh, God, you must have forgotten about me. God, I don't understand. Oh, God, sent the plagues. God did those certain things, and eventually we know what took place and what happened. God let the people go. God had a purpose and he had a plan for the life of Moses. God remembered his covenant with the children of Israel, with Abraham. God remembered it. God did not forget about them. And let me tell you, God has not forgotten about his people today. God has not forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about me. God still has a plan and God still has a purpose. God has a purpose for your life and my life this morning. One of those purposes, one of his wills for your life and my life, is that you and I take the gospel to every creature. God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for me. Oh, we can look at the circumstances and we can say, well, they aren't going to listen. God must forget about us. God told me to take the gospel and I took it to my father. I took it to my mother. I took it to this person and they got mad at me. They didn't listen. They didn't heed to the word of God. They didn't listen to the word of God. God had not forgotten about you. God had not forgotten about what his will for your life is. God is still there. God has not forgotten you. God's will is that we take the gospel and we share the gospel. God's will for your life and my life is that you live holy lives, set apart, sanctified unto him. That's God's purpose, God's will for our lives. God hasn't forgotten you. You say, well, I try to, and my husband or my wife doesn't want me to, and they kick against this, and this happens, and that happens. God has not forgotten you. Oh, he never says that his will is easy. He never says that you're never have any struggles, but he says when you rely upon him, your yoke is easy. You're able to handle what you're facing because God has not forgotten you. There's times that we are trying to do God's will in our lives, and we feel that we've been forgotten. We feel that we're all alone. Lord, you told me to raise these children in the nurture and admonition. Lord, I don't know what their problem is. They don't get it. I do everything I can to get a hold of them. God hasn't forgotten you. There's times in your marriage you're struggling. And you're trying to be that godly wife, that godly husband. You're trying to live the way you should. You feel like you're all alone. You feel like it's impossible. But God hasn't forgotten you. God had a plan for Moses. And God's plan for Moses was to do his will. God has a plan for you. I can't tell you exactly what God's plan is for you, what everything you're supposed to do in your life today, tomorrow, the next week, the next month. But I do know what God's will for your life is, to follow him. And as you and I follow him, God has a purpose and God has a plan. There are things that God has for your life to accomplish and to do that is not part of God's will for my life. Now, taking the gospel is, living a holy life is, all that is everyone's will for your life. But God's will is not for everybody in here to be a pastor. That's not God's will. It is God's will that everyone be a proclaimer of the gospel. God's will is not for everyone in this room to work with computers, to work in certain fields. But God has a will and purpose for your life in the field that he has placed you in to be used for him, for his honor and his glory, no matter what that field is. God has a purpose for this church. God has not forgotten about this church. There is a purpose and plan for this church. God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten why he saved you and saved me. Oh, we may go through and we look at the circumstances of our life and say, I don't see the point of it. I don't see the purpose. I'm just ready to quit. I'm ready to throw up the hands. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I mean, look at Moses. Look how he was born. Look how God kept him alive. Look how God provided for him. Look how God took him to the place where God used him. Oh, Moses had excuses. Lord, I can't be used of you. I can't speak. Who am I to go? They're not going to listen to me. They're not going to do. God had a purpose. God had a plan. Let me encourage you and myself this morning. No matter what lies the devil's telling you, no matter how heavy your heart is with the burdens upon your life, no matter what you're facing, no matter the oppositions, God has not forgotten you. God loves you. God loves me. He died for you. He died for me. He rose again the third day to offer the old way of salvation. If you trust him, he saved you. God has not forgotten you. Your burdens may be heavy. You may be ready to just stop. But God has not forgotten you. God still loves you. He's still there for us. Be encouraged this morning. The same God that saved me is the same God that's there for me each and every day of my life. And I need to follow him. And as I follow him, he has a purpose and he has a plan for me. And as long as I'm on this earth, I need to keep following his plan, no matter how hard things seem to get in my life. Because till the Lord takes me home, God's not done with me. God has a purpose. Even though There are times that we feel that God is not there. God is still there. As I said, there is times that the devil lies to you and to me. There's times because of sin, because of other events in our lives, because of this world, because of circumstances, we feel that God's not there. Don't let that get to you. God is still there for you. God has not forgotten us. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for this time that we can look at this message. Lord, I pray you encourage each of our hearts this morning. To know that you're there and you have not forgotten us. That you are in control of our lives. Your hand is upon our lives. Lord, even though we don't like everything we're facing, everything we go through is for a reason, for a purpose, to mold us and make us into what you want us to be so we can fulfill your will for our lives. Lord, I pray that you just speak to our hearts. We pray if there's one that does not know you, Savior, that today be their day of salvation. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed. As you're standing, the pianist is just going to play. Heads bowed, eyes closed as you're standing. Pianist playing. I don't want anyone looking about this morning. I just want you to examine within this morning. First and foremost, I want you to ask a question this morning. Do you truly know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? You may have gone through some hard times in life, but God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And as you look within, ask God, do I know you as my Savior? If you cannot truthfully say there's been a time in your life when you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible says today is your day of salvation. Today you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Today you can confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and receive him. Believer, let me ask you a question this morning. Do you feel discouraged? Do you feel forgotten sometimes? Oh, don't. God hasn't forgotten you. Look around and look back at your life. And you'll see the hand of God. Look back at the life of Moses as he was going through the circumstances. I could imagine some of our thoughts if we were going through those circumstances. But look back at those now. Look back at how the hand of God was there from his birth all the way to him, God using him in a great, mighty way. We see the hand of God. Look back at your life and see the hand of God. See, God has not forgotten you. God loves his children. God loves you. God loves me. And he is there for us. Maybe you just need to come and kneel this morning. As the pianist is playing, why don't you come and kneel this morning? Spend some time with God. Sit in your seat. Kneel in your seat. Maybe you need to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, thank you for not forgetting me. But there's times in my life I've forgotten you. Lord, forgive me. Just let God work in your heart this morning. If you need to come, let someone share the gospel with you, how you can know for sure your sins are forgiven, home in heaven. Why don't you come? So the piano's just continue to play. Just do business with God this morning. Thank you. Amen. God is so good. Let's use that for the closing song. We're going to sing that song as a closing. God is so good. We serve a great and awesome God.